Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this is where we are with the Mets. Mets fans are missing Terry Collins. And missing him so much that a video went viral last night on Mets Twitter. Where Terry Collins was getting ejected from a game, trying to figure it all out. I think Jerry is absolutely right, as he said to Al before the show, that it was the game after the Chase Utley Tejada.
It was next season.
Oh, the next season when they met, right.
So,
the next time they met after the broken leg slide.
Holy crap.
So he's arguing because I guess Syndergaard's getting ejected because of the situation, whatever the hell's going on.
Well, he threw the pitch right behind his back.
Right, right. So
that's why. So you
were able to bleep it out.
Yeah. So
I didn't think you'd be able to do that, to be honest with you. That's why I was going to tell the story.
Well, it's a little muddied, but we can play.
All right. We'll play it a little bit later. But yeah. So that's where the Mets are at this point, is that they're missing Terry. The Mets.
Well, you know, when you will see where about it.
They're missing Terry Collins so much.
I swear to God, something happens to the Mets coaches and managers when they get into that dugout, man. They just blah, 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 blah.
I tell you what, though, you know what happens when we play this audio? You see why these guys will run through a brick wall for him when he was here.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, some good stuff.
But you know what? The good thing is that these players are feeling the love. You know, they're
oh yeah,
they're being loved and they're being understood. I mean, you know, and quite frankly, you know, getting thrown out last night because supposedly Brandon Nimmo leaned into a pitch.
He did.
Come on.
Yes, he did.
He dipped his elbow right into the pitch.
I mean, if you don't see
I'll defend him, but in this case, I think the umpire was absolutely right.
I really like Brandon Nimmo.
So
there's no doubt about it that's what he did.
100, and by the way, he never makes an attempt to get out of the way.
You know what's amazing? I never, ever see that called against the, for the Mets in favor of the Mets. That never happens.
You don't see it called ever, because a guy doesn't usually go like this.
He stood there like this.
No, he didn't, Boomer. He leaned his elbow right into the pitch.
He moved his elbow into the pitch. He didn't just stand there. And you also need to make an attempt to get out of the way. He also,
look at that.
And
he literally dips down. And you know why? Because he's got the stupid arm guard on. It allows him to not have any fear or not care about it.
I like it. I want the guy on base. He's trying to get on base.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
And the ump, I like it.
And the ump, 9 times out of 10, probably doesn't call it. Yeah, but it is the right call.
I know what it is. Oh, this is the Mets. You're out. And you, by the way, manager, you're out. And then you got the three blind mice running the team now. Jesus God. I mean, you know, you couldn't have asked for a worse scenario for Sandy Alderson and the Mets last night. After the press conference yesterday, who they were playing, and to have guys in the dugout look like they have no clue to what the hell is going on, it makes you realize, like, you wonder, what are we doing here? Who's running the team?
Who'd you think the guy was in there? Doug DeSensei?
DeSarcina is what I meant.
No, guarantee. No, I just hadn't heard. I hadn't heard Doug DeSensei's name.
I have no idea. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm steamed about
funny.
The whole thing.
It sounds like something I would do.
And meanwhile, I gotta flip over to watch the Yankees and their relievers just take out the Nationals. Which I wanted to say thank you to the Yankees for beating the Nationals.
Yeah, right.
But
exactly.
It would have helped if we would have beaten the Braves.
Look at it this way: you still have like a 4-game lead on the Marlins.
Oh, God. All right. What?
They're only 3 wins better than the Marlins
it's
right
so
now.
So bad.
I don't need that right now.
It's so bad.
I don't need that.
Listen there, Buster. I'm watching these games too.
Yeah, okay. Cause
how come everybody has a bat but me?
I always keep a bat in this corner because of him.
Yeah, because of days like Friday, right?
You never know.
You never know.
We're brought to you by Monmouth University. Our coast, your horizon. Navigate your future at monmouth.edu. Also brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. We'll start with the Yankees because that is positive because they're successful. They win at a rapid rate. Last night, they did it with the home run ball and pitching.
Pitch. Breaking ball is hit to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
New call coming up.
Yay. Yes, indeedy. This is the dawning of the age of Gregorius. Didi homers to right center, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
That's ridiculous.
Didi Gregius.
You don't like that?
No. The dawning of the age of Gregorius.
Yeah, I thought it was actually kind of good. Like it. I like it better than making Yankee fans euphorious. I like that better. It's pretty good. Anyway, he hit two home runs, not one. Most people hit one. He hit two, and the Yankees beat the Nationals 3-0. Austin Romine, a sac fly and an RBI in the second. CC Sabathia, the win. Here's Aaron Boone. Didi really had himself a night.
Good to see him really impact it and made some really, really, really good plays in the field, which is huge in a low-scoring game, obviously.
But you know how he's been like the last 3.5-4 weeks? He's just basically been MIA, right?
Yeah.
He's still batting better than Gary Sanchez. The numbers are very similar in terms of home runs and RBIs, but he's batting .248. Gary Sanchez is batting .190.
Yeah.
I mean, .190.
He'd fit right in well with the Met lineup.
No, he wouldn't, because he has too many home runs and RBIs.
That's a good point, too.
I mean, they're productive. I mean, he's got productive power numbers, I guess. I mean, if you want to look at the RBIs and the home runs. But, like, they got a bunch of guys all, like, right around 12, 13 home runs, 35 RBIs. There's, like, five of them.
They score a lot.
They do.
You're right. Sabathia, 11-0 and 17 regular season starts after a Yankee loss since the start of last season. He went 5 2/3 scoreless last night. Also struck out Michael Taylor, 1,500th strikeout of his Yankee career. Here's Aaron Boone. So the guy's amazing.
He's meant so much to this organization. He continues now deep into his career to continue to be an impact guy.
Here's Sabathia on the 1,500 Ks.
It was a cool stat, and, you know, it was fun to, you know, have that happen during the game.
And he's closing in on 3,000 for his career as well.
Yeah, meantime, that boy Biggs, you get your job. He's getting his job done.
He has his entire career.
He's doing his thing, man. Just going about his business.
And Bryce Harper hit by Sabathia in the fifth, hit by Betances in the eighth, left the game.
I feel fine. Well, feels okay. And big toe just hurts a little bit. I'll be fine.
That was the one from Betances, I believe. You also had Daniel Murphy finally getting into a game this year, 0-4 as a DH. Sonny Gray makes the start tonight on the Fan at 6:25. The Yankees also announced that Jonathan Loaisiga or Saiga will start against the Rays on Friday. He's being called up from Double A.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell from the Sweeney
email.
Yeah, I probably spent 5 minutes going Loaisiga. It just looks like lasagna to me when I look at it.
He'll probably throw a no-hitter on Friday night.
But blindfolded.
That's when they play the Rays. Mets and Braves, so here is the sound of the Nimmo instance.
And that one hits Nimmo. He made no effort to get out of the way, and they're going to bring him back. Well, we've seen this before with Nimmo.
And what's interesting about that is Gary immediately...
He said it, yeah. No.
Yeah, so you had that on SNY, and that was in the sixth inning. Now, the Mets were down 1-0 at the time. They do go ahead 2-1 on a Jay Bruce two-run double. All was good in the Met world for like 10 seconds because the Mets give it right back as Wheeler was not very good in the sixth. And then you bring in Paul Sewald with the bases loaded. The Mets are already down 3-2 in the inning, and it just goes from bad to, like, really worse.
Well, the Mets are not exactly stocked right now as far as their bullpen's concerned. Albies drives one to deep left field for Gerbach. Albies blows the doors off this inning.
And listen to the crowd. I mean, the place was fired up. A grand slam for Ozzy Albies, 8-2, the final score. Braves beat the Mets. Mets now 28-35. Gary Cohen on SNY both times. A couple of interesting things here. Here's Callaway. Now, obviously, he was ejected in this game, as we know. He says he had no issue with Wheeler still pitching in the sixth inning.
I thought that Wheeler deserved to stay out there. It's not like they were killing him all over the ballpark. A little bloop here and a bloop there.
Now, if I had to ask you, without looking at the box score, how many pitches he threw, what would you say?
I already know, so ask Boomer.
Just take a guess. What's a normal number for a starting pitcher?
Well, he went through, I would say, about 82.
100. I'm saying, like, so he threw 100 pitches, which is the normal number for a starter. Okay. Would you not agree?
All right, yeah.
Now, only 50-something of them were strikes because he was all over the place. And then Wheeler, they were asking him if he was fatigued, and he goes, no issue staying in, but.
I get a little tired. I'm not going to lie. I don't think they made the wrong decision, but I felt comfortable out there, even though I was tired, you know.
What are you tired from?
Yeah, he's a weird dude, man. I'm telling you. He's like, how many chances is he going to get? I mean, like,
I mean,
you know,
come on.
He wants to be a big money pitcher. Wants to be. He's got the stuff. I mean,
why?
He's
but
throw,
why
didn't
even
he hit 99 last night, Jerry?
Exactly. Yes, he
why
did hit 99 several times.
Why even admit that?
I don't get it.
Oh, yeah, I was a little tired. I'm sorry.
How about
tired.
Just, I didn't get the job done. I wasn't good enough in the sixth. Move on. Here was Wheeler. He knows overall not a great start.
It's a tough one. I didn't have the best fastball command today. I think my velo helped me out there a little bit and got a lot of soft hits.
Yeah, but they're still base hits. Ender Inciarte had a couple of those, but understood. Jacob DeGrom, Mike Soroka today. It's a 12-10 first pitch in Atlanta. Here was Sandy Alderson pregame on a conference call acknowledging.
When you're scoring runs at the anemic rate that we have, you know, something hasn't worked.
You think? He knows it's on him to fix it.
I take total responsibility for where we are. I'm not happy about it. But at the same time, the job now is to figure out how to fix it and improve it. You know, that's what we're focused on over the next several weeks.
Okay.
Dom Smith, there's your answer.
Yeah, but what's the alternative? I mean, you wanted to get rid of Adrian Gonzalez. So you actually, when they cut him, you wanted to.
I don't
run
know
Jerry
why you're not. You're not. You're
say,
not.
Hey, Jerry, look, this is what I wanted to get
right.
rid of this guy.
Okay,
so, all right,
but they
get rid
called,
of the guy,
but they called
what?
Up a guy who didn't deserve to get called up.
You want to call the other guy up?
No, sure. Yes.
Pierre Alonso, yes.
I mean, that's the point. I don't know why you're missing it now twice. Dom Smith doesn't deserve to be in the major leagues. And that's your answer when the offense is anemic, a guy who's got an OPS under 800 in Las Vegas where everybody can hit home runs? Okay.
Yeah, that is your answer.
All right, great.
Unfortunately, that is the answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sort of it's fitting that that's the guy that they call up to try to answer their offensive problems, someone who can't even hit in AAA and was hitting under 200 when he got an opportunity last year. Great.
All right, but you are happy they got rid of Adrian Gonzalez.
Yes, I've said that multiple times. They didn't need to bring him in. He had a couple of nice moments, but fine. Move him out. Move everybody out. That's over. You don't need Jose Bautista on the team. You don't need these guys on the team. What does it do for you?
But just so you know that when you release those guys, the guys that you bring up, you're going to take shots at too. Just
no,
so
that's
you know,
not true.
Because they don't have anybody to bring up.
All right, fine. But I'd rather
that's why these guys are here.
I'd rather see younger players than those guys. Fine. But when you've got someone who in AA is crushing the ball, who would actually add a little bit of excitement to the team at the same damn position, or this guy who overslept, got hurt, and hasn't been able to hit, and that's the guy you call up?
But he lost a lot of weight.
Oh, great. Good for him. He did lose weight. Next hour, I'll give you the audio
sculpting
of the Terry Collins dust-up, flare-up with the umpires with the whole Chase Utley situation. The Phillies did beat the Rockies 5-4. Red Sox win again, beat the Orioles 6-4. Bartolo Colon did not win last night. He was beaten pretty good, and the Rangers lost to the Dodgers 12-5. Mike Trout now with 23 home runs, hit 2 last night, but the Angels did lose to the Mariners, who don't seem to lose these days, 6-3 the final. Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. did some light individual work, first day of mandatory mini camp. Also, the first look at the restructured offensive line for Eli Manning. Some thoughts from Eli.
Seems like a great group. They get along well. You know, eat lunch a lot. They're, you know, good character guys.
And you hope that they do work well on the field as
they
well.
They eat lunch a lot.
They eat lunch
yeah,
a lot.
That's good.
I think every day probably they're having lunch, yes. Meantime, you had Colts quarterback Andrew Luck with reporters yesterday.
Come September, whatever it is, against the Bengals, you expect to be...
Yeah, absolutely.
What is going on?
I'll be playing. It's, I believe it in my bones.
Yeah. I thought this was a Giannotti skit.
What was that? What are you going to go out there and throw the football?
It sounded like Kermit the Frog asking the question, didn't it?
Come September, whatever it is.
Come September. Come September, you're going to be able to play the football out there and throw the pigskin around.
Oh, the best
and,
part
then, and then Andrew
Luck's
Luck
response.
Come September, whatever it is, against the Bengals, you expect to be.
Yeah, absolutely. No.
What are you thinking about? Maybe you play the quarterback position at some point this year?
Colts media session. Welcome, Frank Wright.
You're right.
Come back. Okay, I was just asking a question.
Raiders released Christian Hackenberg.
Already?
That didn't last long. Yes, he was
he
cut.
Must be
not
just
good.
Just awful. Who was it? Somebody here. I think it might have been Bob Dwyer. I was like, man, Gruden knows what he's doing picking up Hackenberg. I think it was him. I don't know. Somebody here said that. And I said, what are you, nuts?
Well, he quickly realized the error of his ways. The Rams were ordered to pay Reggie Bush $12.45 million in damages for the knee injury he suffered in St. Louis when he ran out of bounds and slipped and fell and got hurt.
I played in the Astrodome. We slipped and fell just like that about 1,000 times.
Much
also, Three River Stadium. Riverfront Stadium, the old Vet Stadium, all had the same issues.
Sounds like a lot of lawsuits.
The old Fulton County Stadium, right? And then there was the one in St. Louis, was another horrendous stadium. Oh, and we played on all these crappy fields.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I'm actually happy for Reggie Bush. I mean, it was a significant injury, and it shouldn't have happened.
Well, so, he's getting paid.
Your boy Stan Kroenke doesn't care. You know, man, that guy's worth like $10 billion. Yeah,
I know. Former Panther and Cowboy Greg Hardy had a first-round knockout in 57 seconds in the UFC, so he got himself a professional contract. The Raptors promoting assistant Nick Nurse to head coach, and the Warriors had their championship parade Tuesday in California.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.